up, y'all? My name is Peter.
And my name is Carl.
And you're listening to Do You Even Lift, Bro? Men Exercising Social Justice. And today is a cheat day where we take a break from the heavy lifting and snack on some ranting.
What's on the plate for today, Peter?
It's men biking in dismount zones. And the way I say it like that is I just get so mad whenever it happens.
I can't handle it sometimes. And skateboarding. Like, it's just, they're so dumb.
Get off your skateboard, buddy.
It's legitimately dangerous. And we're not talking about like 6 p.m. where there's no one on the plaza. Like, I kind of sort of understand. And I do see more of a mix of genders when it comes to biking in the dismount zone at that time of night.
Yeah, because there's no one there.
There's no one there. But we're like legitimately talking about the other day when it's like passing periods and I see someone trying to skateboard through. You know, like I've seen so many Achilles tendons almost being ripped apart because like skateboards hit people in the back of the ankle. It's just like, come on, bro. Like
in the plaza is formatted in such a way that it's pretty easy to get to everywhere within walking distance.
Yeah, it's central campus. And like, I just, I don't even know. I like, this is the most gorilla I've ever thought about doing of like just knocking him over. Like, I can't, like, maybe the only way that you'll learn some level of lesson is if there's a consequence of someone else's pain.
Yeah. Cause I've definitely had that same thought where it's like, skateboard next to me, see what happens.
Yeah, this is one of the more visceral, like, and it's built over time. Like, I've noticed it, right? Like, mm-hmm. Oh, look, another dude that's biking through the dismount zone. Or like, oh, look, another dude skateboarding through the dismount zone. Like, oh, no. Oh, look, another person biking through the dismount zone. And now it's just like, I've seen so many close calls and so many actual ankles being hurt. It's just like, it's so deeply gendered in a way of like men not like, I'm following the rules is one thing, you know what I mean? But yeah, this particular one is in there for the safety of everyone around it and on the plaza. So to disregard it is just a blatant disregard for the humanity of other people in a lot of ways. And that might be a little extreme too, but like this one is another one of those things where men just like don't give a
Yeah. And I think it is kind of interesting to see how many people are on their bikes in the dismount zone and how many people are on their skateboards or longboards on the dismount zone. Mm. Because I feel like when you're on a skateboard and longboard, you might think that you're absolvent of the rule because you're not on a bike.
Okay.
So it's fine because it's a skateboard and it's different.
Is there more or less control? It's not about more or less control. Get off your damn skateboard. But like, I'm trying to rationalize for them a little bit. Like, you have more control on a board than you do on a bike?
No, not at all.
Yeah, okay. So
you have a lot less control, actually. I used to skate and stopping, because I kind of understand it if like the dismount zone is at the end of a hill where there's no way you can actually stop within the dismount zone. And that's why I kind of like am sympathetic for that place right when you're getting right next to the LSC on that crosswalk and people aren't like stopping right at the dismount zone because you're going to crash into people, but they're like near the bike rack and then they finally get off and like, that's fine.
Yeah. And I've seen like people on bikes, men on bikes, swing one of their legs over and keep the other leg on the pedal and still like kind of coast through the plaza, like a half dismount. That too, like get the fuck off your bike.
Yeah.
But like the idea that your time is so much more valuable than the safety of the hundreds of people on the plaza, that you like have to be on your bike or skateboard to get through the plaza faster, like by, I don't know, a minute, 20 seconds. I don't even know. Like that level of arrogance just really digs at my soul these days.
Yeah. And it's also kind of a sense of entitlement too.
For sure.
Where you're just like, oh, well, yeah, that total disregard of safety, but also thinking that like you said, like I do have to get to class on time. Like there, I do have a solid excuse to be on my bike during the dismount zone. But in reality, like you're probably going to be late to class anyway. And
everyone around you is in the same boat.
Yeah. Like what's the difference? And also just like
go around.
Just stop. Like, I don't know what else to say.
I'm shocked. I wonder what the stats are in terms of like collisions, non-dismounted collisions in the plaza. It might be low. Like, I don't know. But like, again, just because no one gets hurt on the daily basis doesn't mean it make it less of a problem. That's part of the reason for these cheat days is like just the small, not smaller things, but why can't we come up with a word other than small? It's the daily things.
Yeah. Just the things that you notice every day, but you kind of nuance, don't.
The subtle things. Yeah. That we're ranting about because just these guys.
Yeah. And it's not like what you said. It's not the point if people are actually getting hurt in these scenarios. It freaks me the fuck out. And also, like, you have to understand that a lot of people on the plaza have their earbuds in. They're zoning out to music because this is the only opportunity that they can take time for themselves before they go to their next 3-hour class. So it's like, for me, how I use the plaza is just kind of like a sacred ground where I can like just zone out and take time for myself and like regain my strength a little bit and then go to class again. Whereas when you're biking through the dismount zone, I have to keep an earbud out and sacrifice that time just so your dumb doesn't hit me in the shins.
It's just like, I struggle with the notion that men don't care. You know what I mean? It hurts. And so part of the reason why we're doing these cheat days is to like talk about some of the nuances that cumulatively add up to the construction of men that is really problematic, that leads to things like sexual violence. And so like the men who bike through the dismount zone probably aren't horrible dudes, but it is an insight into the potential like entitlement that they feel to space and the rule and not following the rules. Like, there are absolutely some rules and laws that we should break in the name of justice. Biking through the dismount zone is not one of them.
Yeah, you're not an anarchist. You bike through the dismount zone. Yeah, and you see people biking through the dismount zones, and like you said, they're probably not horrible people, but if they don't regard anybody's safety in that scenario, how far can it go?
Seriously. Whew, anyway.
That was nice.
That was a good one. That will do it for this episode of Do You Even Lift, Bro? Men Exercising Social Justice. If you have feedback, thoughts, comments, questions, or want to be interviewed for a podcast, please email wgac@colostate.edu. That's wgac@colostate.edu. Huge shout out to the partnership between the Women and Gender Advocacy Center and KCSU here at Colorado State University. These are the folks that even allow this podcast to happen. For more content about masculinities, check out meninthemovement.blogspot.com. And for more information about the WGAC, go to wgac.colostate.edu. For more KCSU content, go to KCSUFM.com. Music production by Xavier Hadley, aka Zavley. Check him out at soundcloud.com/Xavier Hadley. That's XAVIERHADLEY. Cheat day.
Get off your goddamn bike.